Welcome to this deep dive. We're so glad you're joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Our mission today is, to explore this massive, mind-bending gap.
Right, the math versus the total lack of physical evidence.
Exactly. I mean, we've got this wild stack of scientific, military, and psychological sources to sift through. We really want to figure out what's actually going on here.
Because it's a contradiction that's puzzled scientists for decades.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because the scientific consensus is actually incredibly optimistic.
Oh, totally.
Like, currently 58.2% of astrobiologists believe intelligent life exists out there. You look at the Drake equation, and mathematically, the universe should just be teeming with life.
But then we hit what astronomers call the great silence.
Right.
Because the reality of interstellar travel is constrained by the brutal physics of space. I mean, the Milky Way alone is 100,000 light years across.
That is just, it's hard to even picture.
It really is. Even if a civilization could build a ship traveling at 1% the speed of light, it would still take 400 years just to reach the nearest star.
Proxima Centauri.
Exactly.
So the math says they should be here, but physics says getting here is nearly impossible. Yet people down on Earth claim they see them all the time.
Especially around military bases.
Yeah, why is that?
What's fascinating here is how that cosmic silence contrasts with the noise down on Earth. You always hear about UAPs, unidentified anomalous phenomena, clustering around nuclear silos or restricted airspace.
Right, which sounds suspicious.
But RAND Corporation data reveals this is actually just collection bias.
Oh, because that's where we're looking.
Precisely. There's a 1.2 times increase in sightings within 30 kilometers of military zones, simply because that's where our most advanced sensors are scanning the skies.
Wait, but if we have our best sensors right there, shouldn't we be getting undeniably clear evidence, not just more blurry dots?
You'd think so. But historically, the government didn't always want clear evidence. During the Cold War, they actively used UFO sightings as chaff.
Chaff to hide secret text.
Right, exactly. If a civilian spotted an experimental U-2 spy plane, intelligence agencies vastly preferred they think it was an alien saucer.
And here's where it gets really interesting. I was reading about that wild story from the 1980s involving this Air Force investigator, Richard Doty.
Oh, the Paul Benowitz case?
Yes. Benowitz was a defense contractor who accidentally photographed some classified military tests.
And instead of just telling him to stop, Doty fed Benowitz forged documents about extraterrestrials.
It's crazy. It made Benowitz look like a conspiracy theorist, which completely discredited his real observations.
Former officials actually called it a self-licking ice cream cone of bureaucratic funding.
Basically, fake stories drive public panic, which in turn justifies massive budgets. We're just reporting what the sources say here, but it's a huge part of the history.
It is.
So what does this all mean for the evidence we actually have today? I mean, everyone has a smartphone now. Why are there no clear photos?
It mostly comes down to limits in consumer tech. Your phone has a tiny sensor optimized for selfies.
Right.
If you try to zoom in on a fast-moving object miles away, the phone's image processing, the HDR software trying to balance the lighting, it actually ends up smearing the object.
Or erasing it as digital noise.
Exactly. And it's not just phones. Even military sensor videos create illusions. Take the famous Navy Go Fast video.
Oh, the one that looks like an object skimming the ocean at impossible speeds.
Right. But basic trigonometry, using the data on the screen, proved the object was actually floating at 13,000 feet, moving at the speed of the wind.
Wow.
It only looked incredibly fast due to a parallax illusion created by the fighter jet speeding past it.
That makes total sense. But what about those recent whistleblower claims regarding non-human biologics? Because that phrase makes everyone immediately scream aliens.
Well, we just have to look at early space history. Both the U.S. and the Soviets sent animals up to test G-forces.
Like the Soviet dog, Laika.
And the U.S. monkey, Albert II. If a secret experimental craft crashed in the 1950s, the recovery team would absolutely find non-human biologics inside a high-tech shell.
Literal animals.
Yeah.
But people just love a good alien story. Like that infamous 1995 alien autopsy video.
Oh, yeah.
It was completely fake, made using sheep brains and raspberry jam for blood. I mean, raspberry jam. And millions of people still bought into it.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it explains exactly why your brain is wired to believe in this stuff despite the lack of evidence.
The psychology of it.
Right. It's a phenomenon called pareidolia. Humans are pattern-seeking animals. We're hardwired to look at a blurry light in the sky and perceive a structured ship.
Plus, we have a deep psychological need for meaning.
Exactly. In our chaotic world, extraterrestrials often serve as technological angels. They give people a sense of cosmic significance.
So when you really synthesize all these sources, the UFO phenomena ultimately reveals far more about human psychology, our deepest desires, and a long history of government deception than it does about the actual inhabitants of the stars.
Which raises an important question, one we want to leave you to ponder on your own today.
What's that?
Knowing all of this, our hardwired psychological biases, our pattern-seeking brains, and this entrenched history of institutional cover-ups.
Yeah.
If humanity ever does detect a legitimate, verified extraterrestrial signal, would we even be able to believe it's real?